of 649, 1320 WILS. You know, dating is not easy, especially nowadays, and especially when you look at online dating, it makes things much more complicated. Many times people are just downright dishonest online. Well, let's talk to someone that can give us some advice. Donna Arp Weitzman with us. She is a dating and relationship expert, author of several books. Her latest one, Sex and the Siren, Tales of a Later Dater. Donna, great to have you on WILS.
Great to be here.
I love, that rolls right off the tongue, a later dater. Did you coin that?
I did, because that's what we are a lot of times nowadays, later daters.
Now, what does sex have to do with later daters? What's their connection there? Later daters, is that a primary thing they're looking for, the sexual part of things?
Well, as you know, years ago, people thought if you dated over 40, you know, sex and love were probably not a part of it. Mm-hmm. But as we've grown older, you know, the 40 is the new 20 and 60 is the new 40. And people stay in sexual situations now and almost in infinitum.
Now, is there an initial shock that people are going to hit if they haven't been on the dating scene for 20, 30 years?
Yes, very shocking, which is why I wrote both of my books on dating, Cinderella Has Cellulite and Sex and the Siren, because there's so many shocking things now that 20 or 30 years ago we didn't even know existed.
What is it that someone should prepare for in terms of shock that they haven't seen before?
Well, online dating has changed everything. You know, many years ago, and I say many being 20 or more, we depended on our friends and our relatives to introduce us to people. If for some reason we became a dater again, or even a young dater, but certainly over 40 or 50 if our spouse died or we were divorced. Mm-hmm. And now we don't have to depend so much on that because we depend on online dating and dating apps. Yep. And so that's very shocking to people because if you've not done that before, you don't really realize how many people lie on those dating apps and really lie even to you face-to-face.
Yeah, because in fact, I should know Match.com just did a study looking at lying and the things people lie about. In terms of someone that's more mature going on an online dating site, what kinds of lies are they going to bump into?
Well, it kind of goes from, you know, the top lies are generally the sexual history. If you get into looking at someone, number one, that you want a relationship with, mm-hmm. About 20% of the people, whether they're online or face-to-face, do some sort of white lie about their sexual history. Maybe they've had less partners than what they say. You know, there's a myriad of things they lie about on sexual partners. And also, you know, their dating history. You know, many of them will fail to tell you that maybe they've had 20 or 30 relationships that have failed for some reason. Yeah. And then, of course, finances comes in third. So, you know, that alone makes up 30 or 40% of the lies and white lies that are told on dating sites.
Donna Arp Weitzman with us. Find her at DonnaArpWeitzman.com. This is 1320 WILS. Now, so in terms of, especially for, let's say, an older woman getting out on an online dating site, how should she deal with when she's, you know, chatting with someone on a dating site? How does she determine if they're trustworthy or not?
Well, first of all, the cardinal rule is never send them your address, never meet them in person without being in a public place. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, don't be surprised if they're maybe giving you some white lies. So check them out. Check them out on Google. Check them out on some of the other websites to see if they're telling the truth. It's amazing what you'll find.
Yeah, now, in your book, Sex and the Siren, what is it? Mostly feel-good stories, or are there some bad ones in there too?
No, it's not a feel-good. Sex and the Siren is about older women, older being 45 and up, and that's what's termed older women in the dating world, mm-hmm. Going out and trying to find new love after death or divorce from their spouse. And it's really a humor book. It looks at the underbelly of dating in a satirical, funny way.
I see. Now, is there potential love between, let's say, someone, as you say, 45 and older, and let's say a man in his 20s even?
Oh, well, that's the new trend. You've hit upon the new trend. The new trend is the cougars, and that's the women that are older with the younger guys. It's a growing trend. Anyone 12 years or younger, you're considered a cougar. So if you're 45 and you're dating a 28-year-old, you're pretty much considered a cougar out there in the dating world, but that's okay. Some of these relationships are working well.
Really? How is that? Why would that work out?
Well, a lot of times an older woman is more mature, and the millennials now sometimes look for more maturity. And, you know, it really has to do with the people. Are they honest with each other? Do they have an honest relationship? Do they have fun together? Those are important.
When you talk about men that are 45 and older, are they typically looking for a woman in their age range?
I just did an interview a few weeks ago on what men are looking for. And, you know, there still is a double standard, unhappily, for us women. But men do look at a woman's looks and her appearance more than women look for men with an appearance. Mm-hmm. So if you're an average-looking woman, and even though you may be witty and creative, you still have a lesser chance with the men out there than an average-looking man who's witty and creative. Mm-hmm. Actually, a man who's witty and creative and intelligent has just as good a chance as maybe a better-looking man that's not as intelligent. So we women look for a little deeper relationship.
Okay. And how, I mean, what's the experience generally like in terms of success rates, would you say?
Well, success rates of online dating and also just dating by being introduced with friends and relatives, there's about a 50% chance that you will remarry at some point.
Yeah, but I mean, how hard is the
process?
Let's say you're online dating. How many bad dates would you say you go through before you get a good one?
Oh, well, the average is about 1 out of 10.
Ooh, that's a lot of bad dates.
That's a lot of frogs. I say you got to keep kissing the frogs to come up with friends.
And how do you keep yourself in the game, keep yourself motivated if you're going through that many unfortunate dates?
Well, it really depends on how motivated you are to find a relationship. You know, if it's something that's not high on your list, then you might enjoy, you know, being home, watching TV, playing with your pets, going out with your girlfriends or your guy friends, and not looking for a date, for a love interest. But if you're truly looking for someone to settle down with, to have a relationship, it's hard work.
Yeah, if you're online and you meet, let's say, a guy who's 45 and never been married, does any warning bells go off with that?
People say that. I've never seen any particular research on that. Actually, I've talked to several men in their late 30s and up to 50 years old who've married for the first time. Typically, they marry a woman who's been married before, many times with children. But these men expect that. They are pretty much realist by then. They've kind of been around the block a lot.
Yeah, but a guy in his late 40s, let's say, who's never been married, what... is there usually a reason for that? Or, I mean, how do you explain that in terms of his ability to have a real relationship?
Well, it could be that he just never found the right one. Generally, they're fairly independent. They've developed their own passions, their own pastimes. They're not that dependent on other people for whatever reason. It may be that their employment has kept them traveling throughout the world, and it's very hard to meet someone. Or just for whatever reason, they have not felt an urgent need to have a relationship maybe they're older.
So, is there a skill level that's missing, though, if you've lived almost your whole life, your whole life really into your 40s or 50s without being married? Are you lacking some skills in terms of maintaining a long relationship?
Not necessarily. There's many, many reasons. So if a woman's been married before and she finds a man never married, often their chances of happiness is pretty great if they end up having a permanent relationship. But he usually is more independent than a man who's married, a serial marrier, as I call it. Mm-hmm. And so the woman has to expect that. It may take a little bit longer for them to develop a relationship.
A serial marrier, is that a good candidate for a relationship?
Well, I'd certainly be asking a lot of questions. However, I'm one to believe that baggage is really just life experiences. And sometimes people who've been married before are the best candidates. They learned what they didn't want, or they learned how to not act, they learned how not to act.
Donna Arp Weitzman, she is a dating and relationship expert. Find her at DonnaArpWeitzman.com. And check out her book, Sex and the Siren, Sex and the Siren, Tales of a Later Dater. Donna, it's been great to have you on WILS. Thank you.
Enjoyed it very much. Talk to you soon.
We will talk, and that is it for us on this Tuesday. Michael Cohen, producer Mike Peterson, we're back tomorrow, as always, with a lot more. And, it's going to be 6 p.m. That's when we go on live. So join us then right here on More Compelling Talk Radio. This is 1320 WILS.